Hello, today is November 1st, and now it's not Halloween anymore, but rather turkey season.
Are you hot for it?
A little.
Are you doing, now that you're wed, are you doing Thanksgiving at your house?
Not yet, no. Our house will not take the number of family members we have.
You've not leveled up.
No, we haven't leveled up. Whenever we have a house, we'll probably consider that.
Be a proper housewife, you have to do a year of Thanksgiving, right?
I guess.
Are you prepped for that? Are you ready?
Well, more that my mom currently does it at her house, and my mom's like already making hints like, well, one day I won't be the one to do this anymore.
I'm going to say 2023.
That'll be the year that we have to do it.
No, you have to do it by then, yes.
Well, we'll probably have a house in the next year, so hopefully we're saving.
Got a two-year plan?
Not for babies, but for a house, yes.
Well, it's time for security, Krista. I know you're hyped about
my
that.
My favorite section.
As hyped about that as you are for November.
Yes.
And what's left of our pitiful autumn.
And our pitiful cupcakes.
And you want another one?
Nobody, you left. You didn't eat
one. We're going to save it for the stream.
Okay.
That's forward thinking.
He's staring at him now. You're like the kid with the marshmallow.
Rewarding future, Wendell. So let's talk about the breach of the week. Who was it this week? It was the U.S. government.
Oh.
Homeland Security. An open database leaked 179 gigabytes in customer and U.S. government and military records.
Although, actually, I think this was Best Western, right?
It was a bunch of contractors, but Homeland Security is apparently in the middle of this. It was not just Best Western. It was a bunch of other things. Auto Clerk.
Oh, yeah. So it's owned by Best Western.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it turns out that a lot of military people were in the software because of traveling and stuff. And if you wanted to paint a very clear picture of where they were going and what they might have been doing, you could probably do that from this.
Any data analytics people in the audience want to piece together the movements of key personnel?
That's illegal.
Don't do that.
Is it though?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this was my favorite. This was my favorite story of the breach of the week.
Well, do you remember Equifax? Well, that didn't happen this week, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't even reported this week.
I don't even want to be, do you remember Equifax? It's, do you remember the story from a couple of days ago where there was a bunch of saber rattling from people in the government that are like, I don't know if customers should be, or if the government shouldn't, you know, should get involved when you have companies that are being this careless with data.
But they specifically, we're not talking about Equifax.
That's my problem.
Yeah. So, how bad was Equifax? We know the scope of it, and we know what came of it. We know, you know, how all that played out. But how bad was the security? That's the question. And now we have some more clues.
Equifax used admin as the username and password for sensitive data, according to this lawsuit.
Now, if you were going to write some sort of cracking suite, what would be the first username and password that you would test?
Admin and password.
Yeah.
And the second one would be admin and admin.
Maybe uppercase admin, admin. Then lowercase admin, admin. Because you never know when they're going to be case sensitive, right?
Admin and then NIMDA.
So, yeah, that's unfortunate. And that is the class action people who are suing them. Now, these are the shareholders, not the people affected by the breach. But the class action from the shareholders are the ones who discovered this little nugget of information.
I really want to know where Elizabeth Warren and those other people are. Oh, this is not the government news, but like, really, are you seeing this? Are you seeing this?
No.
Equifax.
Maybe just look for wherever they can line bass
them. If they're not seeing it, are they turning a blind eye?
You should send her some smoke signals and tell her about this. The other time when it's really embarrassing to be hacked, other than when you're an organization, you know, who literally is supposed to keep all that safe and protect identities, like that's a thing that you do. Well, it's maybe a little bit more embarrassing or on par when you're a company that has antivirus and you're supposed to protect people from that.
Avast says hackers breached the internal network through a compromised VPN profile. Somehow got in through an employee's credentials. They detected it eventually. They thought some of the alerts were false positives. They were not. And they revoked a certificate that the hackers may have had access to. It wasn't really super conclusive. But they also let the hackers play around for a while just to see what they would do.
How angry are you if you have to just sit and watch somebody roaming around in your network?
Pretty angry.
It's like watching somebody rob your house.
Yeah.
Sad.
That's why everybody needs some kind of booby trap in their house. It's like you log into the cameras and it's like, oh yeah.
That is extremely
illegal. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally,
don't do that. Don't do that. Or if you do that, clean it up before you call the cops. Also, pro tip, turn all the lights on after you shoot somebody in your home. Because if the lights are off, they'll make the argument that you didn't know who you were shooting. Facial recognition, it's everywhere. And it's wrong and it's bad. But some people are fighting back and they might be making a little progress.
40 major music festivals have pledged not to use facial recognition technology. The rest of the headline doesn't say because of Taylor Swift.
I was going to say, wouldn't Taylor Swift be like, wouldn't she be exempt from this list?
You mean like her personally?
Yeah, because didn't she purposely use it because she was trying to stop a stalker?
That's why they're doing this.
But see, that is her independent shows. These are festivals with multiple. Yeah. So they listed a couple. It was...
So she wouldn't play at these probably.
Coachella, South by Southwest, Pitchfork, and Bonnaroo. Well, no,
these are
rich
white people festivals.
In this situation, I guess the stalkers could still be there, right?
Yeah.
But I think at these kind of festivals, you probably have more separation from the crowd. Maybe not. Oh, that's a good question.
Coachella's just out in the desert somewhere, and it really is just like a bunch of rich people showing off.
Yeah, all of these
fashion.
Are. It's just, you know, they have a big plot of land somewhere, and they do their thing. Now, they pointed out a couple of festivals that have not signed on for this. And one of them was working with the Boston Police Department. So, yeah. I don't know.
Boston Calling have yet to sign on in 2013.
I've never heard of Boston Calling. Have you?
Yeah.
Burning Man, Outside Lands, and a couple of other ones.
Boston Calling was the test site for a secret facial recognition pilot program run by the Boston Police Department.
That probably would be a good place to test it, just because people are wearing such crazy costumes. That would be.
Well,
like
I think
you're
thinking of Burning Man.
Almost in all of those, though, like festival wear is very different from like regular street wear.
Oh.
People do whole albums of like what I wore to Coachella. And yes, I've looked at them. I'm not proud of it.
Well, if you went to any of those that we just mentioned, you probably got scanned. Congratulations. And let's say you went to those places and, you know, someone hit you over the head and mugged you because you went to a stupid festival. And then you had to go and get your brain scanned. Now you've been double scanned.
What an amazing segue. The New York Times has this article about if you've got a brain scan at the hospital, someday a computer may use it to identify you. Somehow, and I couldn't read the article because of the paywall, they're taking a brain scan and turning it into pictures of people's faces that were 70% of the time.
We could have hidden that fact if you hadn't exposed it. But yeah, this goes into like Zuckerberg and his mind reading technology. Like, how the future is the future of privacy just complete lack of privacy because they can literally identify and read our very thoughts?
I was skeptical of this kind of a claim because this to me read like you know when Neo goes into the Matrix and Morpheus is like, oh yeah, your digital projection of yourself doesn't have all the plugs.
Are you insinuating that the New York Times would participate in clickbait? Because I won't hear it.
They're, you know, now that they have that paywall, they're a real institution.
They're the newspaper of record, sir. Remember Fancy Bear? No. Not an actual Fancy Bear. This is a bunch of Russians.
A very powerful hacking group.
So powerful, in fact, that other people are stealing their name.
A DDoS gang is extorting businesses posing as Russian government hackers. This is actually a small group, and they're targeting mostly businesses like in the Philippines and some other places like that. And they claim to be the Fancy Bear group, but they are not the Fancy Bear group. They're just a bunch of script kiddies.
Off-brand bear.
True
Great
value.
Value.
Bear.
Great value bear.
You always say true value. That's true value is a hardware store.
Hardware store, yeah.
But they don't have their own brand, do they?
They do.
Oh, they do? Okay.
But it's not like off-brand cereal.
It's not as good as Great Value.
Great Value is the Walton juggernaut of insanity.
So these guys, what they'll do is they'll actually give you a little demo. So they'll contact you and they'll be like, hey, we're going to DDoS you. We're just this one part of your network. So watch out for that. And if you don't cough up, what was it, like 2 bitcoins? Everybody, the rest of your network gets it. So, unfortunate. Remember last week when we talked about the Pixel 4, and it has some cool new features. One of those features, and yeah, we'll call it a feature, is that the face unlock works no matter what, even if your eyes are closed.
Or unconscious.
Which could be an issue, and you're going to need to fix that. And Google said, yeah, we're going to fix it, but...
Google says a fix for the Pixel 4 face unlock is months away.
Months?
Google says to use the lockdown feature to stop others from unlocking your phone, which is a different thing and a disingenuous answer.
So in other words, stop using those features we sold you this $1,000 phone for.
Yes.
That seems wrong.
Oh, Krista, you're probably making all kinds of noise.
Sorry.
Because it's in the microphone.
I just want to put the finger on it.
She's prepping for one story that involves a finger.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Wow. So irresponsible, Krista.
No, I just... I've got things to fiddle with. The same way that you always use the ticky-tack. That's what Wendell's fiddling with most
of the time.
Oh, he's
doing it.
He's got a cap today, but last week everyone was like, what is he fiddling with? It was ticky-tack. Like what you used to put on walls for posters.
I took some to Steve at Gamers Nexus, and they use a eraser. Like the gummy eraser.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, man, check this out.
Yeah, use ticky-tack.
Yeah, and he's like, oh.
That's a weird thing to trade.
What he didn't tell
him. I'm a weird person. What can I tell you?
What Wendell didn't tell him was that it was actually his chewed gum. Hey,
don't use that thing to enable your mental disability. Use this hot new thing. Krista, do you remember WAV files? Do you live in a world where WAV files were ever part of your life?
Yeah, way back in the day in the Windows Media Player.
Oh, okay.
All right. The visualizations, you know, you'd put your CD on the computer and then, you know, watch the visualizations in Windows Media Player.
What year was MP3? Was that like mid-90s?
Yeah.
They weren't popular until I was probably like in middle school. That would have been like early 2000s.
So some of you are definitely too young to remember a time before audio encoding. We just had those raw-ass WAV files. Well, they're coming back, but not in a way that's any good.
WAV audio files are now being used to hide malicious code. That's what they use in the headline, but it's literally any file type.
Yeah.
So, steganography, malware, trend moving from PNG to JPEG to WAV files, because things like the antivirus scanner is getting good, and it's saying, does this PNG format like a PNG? Does this JPEG format like a JPG? WAVs are basically just like raw binary data, so depending on how you interpret it.
Well, I think that's the idea. So, the thing about this is you already have to be compromised. This is simply a way to get the payload in that might stay under the radar until it can be used. Because like you say, if it pulls down certain image files, it's going to scrutinize them.
It's a hacky mess. It's a total hacky mess. There's another, we don't have a story for it, but to give you an idea of how much of a hacky mess the Windows security thing is, like Smart Screen, for example, if you download a file called like calc.bat that does something terrible, Windows Smart Screen is like, you downloaded a batch file, it's probably malicious, but if you say keep it anyway and then you download another batch file that just runs calc, it doesn't flag that one as malicious because calc is on the whitelist, but it will run the batch file named calc in the local directory. And the reason it's on the whitelist is because it thinks it's going to run the Windows calculator, but actually you've got a calc file in the downloads and it'll run that without warning you.
What kind of list?
I can't say that. I don't want to get demonetized.
It's an allow list.
An allow list. Oh, did I say blacklist accidentally? Sorry. It's my bad.
I'm going to be posting about this on my blog. Thanks.
No.
Which I plan on starting.
That was literal violence, Wendell.
No,
come on.
The algorithm, no.
Johannesburg. We talked about them once upon a time, and we talked about them because they got ransomwared.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That makes them a target for the future.
That was a bad idea.
Foreshadowing.
I'm sure that they did everything they could to harden their network against it. Oh, wait.
A city of Johannesburg is held for ransom by hacker gang.
What? That accent?
That is certainly not South Africa.
Yeah, that's South Africa.
A hacker group named Shadow Kill Hackers is asking for local officials for 4 bitcoins, or they'll release city data online. That was supposed to be a German accent, because the Germans are always the bad guys. Didn't we learn that from...
World War II?
Die Hard, the movie.
World War I?
Oh, there come the downvotes.
So, here's a question. Bitcoin shot up this past week, right? So this story was on the 25th. Do you think they made that demand before or after Bitcoin went up? And do they adjust their demand after it went up like $1,000?
There have been a couple of researchers that have pointed out that when Bitcoin has shot up like that, it has been due to an increase in ransomware activity.
Bitcoin bulls love ransomware. You think they're like just release fake stories about us like, oh, we got hit by ransomware, and they're just selling Bitcoin. So bad news for Johannesburg, and I'm sure this time they're going to learn their lesson, right? We won't be doing this story again ever.
No.
Guaranteed. This...
Oh, that was going to lead into a segue, but it didn't really.
This is an interesting item, basically because they made it cute. The thing it does, it's kind of not all that useful, although if you're a security researcher or a hacker, yeah, this is nice to have, but really, it's all about what it looks like.
The Ponagachi is the open source handheld that eats Wi-Fi handshakes. It's a Tamagotchi-inspired device. Yeah, it uses e-ink and it's trying to do terrible things to...
Look how happy it is.
It's a DIY open source gadget for hacking Wi-Fi that gets smarter the more networks it's exposed to.
So you're supposed to drive around or walk around, and it tries to handshake with every Wi-Fi that it can. And it's, you know, learning from that, trying to figure out different ways. Like, okay, all these different networks do it these different ways. And based on that, then you build your hacking tools to prepare for all those different kinds of handshakes. But look at those adorable faces.
Ooh, woo. I bet there is an ooh, woo face on there.
Look at that. And you can't actually run it without the e-ink. It's not necessary because you don't have to really interact with it. But why would you?
Don't you want it to be happy?
You have to feed it Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I think the guy who made it said that people were highly invested in making sure that the thing was happy. Those were his words.
And moving on to nonsense, maybe the most important science study in 2019. Definitely in the top five.
I'm glad money went to this.
Is this one.
Rats trained to drive tiny cars find it relaxing, scientists report. That was a little bit of a stretch, but...
Look how happy he is.
The headline should have been... Rats that are able to control the vehicle they're in are less stressed than rats that are driven around by a vehicle controlled by a scientist. Which I would... Seems legit.
They don't have the video here.
The video... Yeah, I saw another story that had a video.
Yeah, which is unfortunate because the rat just, you know, gets in that car and takes off. It's a great video.
Hell's ass.
So they trained them based on, you know, it was a food reward thing, but they did get them so they were able to navigate, you know, obstacles to get to the food using the car. And yeah, like you mentioned, the passengers were not happy. And so the way that they figure out, like, okay, how do we know? How do we know if the rats are happy or not? They test their poop for cortisol.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I didn't see any videos that had two rats in one bottle. Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah. They mentioned that.
I didn't see that.
Sometimes there were passengers. I don't know how they organized that.
I would like to see, yeah, like, do you think there'd be one who's like, I smell the cheese the other way. Make a right.
But they point out that the driver got that, like, accomplishment reward. But the passenger was just always afraid. Because
they don't know what's happening.
And before this is used to, like, somehow bring down Uber. If you're just a passenger, you're going to be afraid.
Well, I thought about, imagine what that means for self-driving. Are we all just going to be a bunch of cortisol rats riding around in the back of
robot
cars?
Pooping cortisol in the back of cars.
Yeah. Bacon was a big, big meme there for, I guess it was back during the spring, right?
Bacon's been a meme for years.
Well, I know, but I mean, they were just putting bacon on everything. The fast food people are just going crazy with it. And... I think what happened is the farmers were, or the ranchers were like, well, no, I guess it is farm, right? Farm provides bacon, ranch provides beef. They were like, hey, let's get more pigs. People love the bacon, but the people are fickle.
America's pile of uneaten bacon is the biggest in 48 years. Who will be the next? Leo, not Leo Burnett, it's the other guy.
Excuse me?
Bernays.
Edward Bernays. Leo Burnett's another advertiser.
The joke's been lost somewhere.
Yeah. I've ruined it. I've ruined it. Just like everything, I've ruined it.
So, why do we have too much bacon? The answer is we predicted too heavily that the bacon was, people would love the bacon, and this weird trade war with China.
Didn't China just say that they had a pork shortage?
But here's the thing. China only buys whole pigs.
Oh.
They don't want your bellies. So the prediction here is China's going to buy up all the pigs, and we're going to eventually get through this belly glut, and then we're going to have a bacon shortage.
Seems legit.
The bacon market is a roller coaster. There's no liquidity.
It's bad news for Waffle Houses.
It's bad news for everybody. I've gotten away from eating a lot of bacon.
I say, how often do you eat bacon at home?
I mean, almost never, but it's not because I don't like it. It's just because I don't want to cook bacon.
Yeah.
And that,
your whole house smells like bacon.
That prepackaged stuff, I'm a little worried about that because of all those like cancer articles. Although didn't they say that was all fake anyway?
I think it ended up being the correlation between eating meat and then getting ass cancer was not as strong as what they first thought.
I don't know what to eat.
Neither does anyone else.
That's how they like it.
Google has a keyboard app, and they want you to use it. They really want you to use it. No, seriously.
Maker of keyboard app Flexi. Google upped the age rating over the middle finger emoji. The app is now rated age 12 plus, but Google's own Gboard app is rated for all ages. And yes, it also contains a middle finger emoji.
That seems unfair.
Only because it is. Oh, this was the story. Look, I put the pumpkin ring on the finger.
Wow.
Wow. Clever. That's what I've been fiddling with.
But you didn't position it in your own fist.
No, I did that last episode. I was like doing this, but you can kind of still see my hand.
No, he means in a rude gesture.
Oh, here.
There you go.
Don't repeat the joke.
Around the world. Old strong bad email.
So they point out that they brought up to Google, it was like, hey, your keyboard also has this. And there was no response.
I kept looking for the technological connection on this one, but
there is none.
There is
none. Fantastic
for
story.
Nonsense is just.
We're going to pretend it was the Apple Watch that called the paramedics.
So, well, it didn't work. If you want to hunt deer, the lesson is make sure.
Hunter dies in Arkansas after deer he shot attacks him. He shot the deer with a muzzle loader. Approached the deer, and it impaled him, and he died at the hospital.
How about giving props to this deer who knew to play it dead until he got his moment to strike? He was laying there. He was in pain. He knew he was dying, but he disciplined himself, and he waited, and he got his revenge.
Game wardens are like, you need to wait 30 minutes before you approach.
Which Ryan thought that was crazy, but I feel like if you're already out at like 3 a.m. looking for deer, and you've just been sitting in a tree stand for ages or whatever. Nah. And like is an extra 30 minutes really going to kill you?
You got that adrenaline.
An extra 30 minutes definitely won't kill you, but not waiting 30 minutes could.
Also, isn't it best to get the innards and the blood out of it as soon as possible for the meat?
Yeah, if you're wanting to use the meat.
Rip.
I mean, you could always double tap it, I guess, but...
With black powder?
Just make sure it's really dead.
Double tap it in the space of 45 seconds. Also, if you're trophy hunting, you want that carcass to be as pristine as possible.
Most people just do the head.
But if you're going to eat the meat and keep the head, where are you going to shoot it? And you don't want to puncture the organs because then you'll ruin the meat.
You usually want to go for the heart.
It's a tricky game.
On the side,
it's a tricky game, deer hunting. And now that the deer know how to play dead and fight back, it raises the stakes.
Wouldn't it be crazy if that deer had that like mind control thing? That disease that everyone's like freaked out about?
And now that guy's going to raise from the dead?
I'd watch that TV pilot.
And the zombie apocalypse starts now?
Yeah.
And then...
Right in time for Halloween.
At the end of the first episode, some cops shoot that zombie and he falls... And they go over to cuff him, but he was just waiting because that's how it works.
From the producers of As the Circle Shrinks.
Speaking of stories that have nothing to do with technology.
Crown Crew.
What?
Crown Crew.
What?
Clown Crew wanted for vandalizing South Bay campuses. I thought this was in here because of all the surveillance video. But
well, okay, yeah, we'll use that. There's a scary clown.
Are you down with the clown?
So it was supposed to be like chalk vandalism, but apparently the group that they're claiming to be part of, it does not actually like part of them or something.
Well, they also destroyed a golf cart.
Yeah,
it's like, so there's
it's like legit vandalism as opposed to like funny high school vandalism.
Those are some excellent clown costumes.
Yeah, this isn't just like someone putting on a red nose.
But yeah, like you say, they have an actual group.
Felonious vandalism.
So they're, you know, the clown thing is legitimate. But some splinter organization within the clowns goes around and vandalizes high schools.
I think it would be fine if they just dressed up and took pictures, because that's creepy enough. They don't have to vandalize anything.
I guess.
But isn't it scarier knowing that they've been in the house and like have messed with your crap?
You find those banana peels everywhere. Seltzer bottles.
Little red noses.
So we're here. We're deep in the Orwellian future. Thought crime and speech crime and everything. And how far does it go? Well, this is a real story.
Proposed law would make the B word illegal in Massachusetts. The bill targets using the word to accost, annoy, degrade, or demean another person. Weeping in Constitution.
And they actually do use the word in the...
They do in the article, which I found out.
Well, not just in the article, in the bill itself.
Yeah.
They have to spell it out. And what can you say about this, right? I mean, it would be funny if it weren't sad. But I do want to say... But Dan Hunt is a bitch. Come at me. I'm not in your dumb state. Roaming. Data roaming is not that big a deal anymore. I think most plans don't really deal with it.
This story would beg to differ.
Well, in the U.S. I want to, you know, qualify. In the U.S., not a big deal. But in, you know, like parts of Russia and the Middle East, much more of a big deal.
Migrating Russian eagles run up huge data roaming charges. So apparently one eagle went to Iran, where it is fabulously expensive for the tracking gear on these eagles to send text messages, which is how they do it. So the eagle had been flying and it was out of range of any cell tower, and so it built up a huge amount of data. It got to Iran, had a bunch of cell connections in Iran. It sent all the text messages, and that one eagle used the entire communications budget for all of the eagles they tagged, which was quite a lot.
Also, they don't mention it here, but tons of microtransactions in Candy Crush.
He bought a lot of loot boxes, a lot of online gambling.
He really abused his data privileges. So, that's bad for research. Although we did learn one thing about eagles. Don't put SMS, you know, footbands on them.
I feel like that's something the humans learned about themselves.
Just gotta adjust the software, wait for the eagle to fly back in. It's like, no, we're not roaming. Okay, we can send the text messages.
That's actually why they didn't fly the eagles to Mordor.
It's the data charges.
Yeah. Fun fact, lore tidbit.
That's worth joining Patreon by itself.
I'd take you in there, man, but I don't have a good VPN, and Netflix is region blocked. So
there's actually a good reason for it in the lore. But I won't go into that right now.
I feel like you have before. I think we've had this conversation.
Yeah, we have.
I can pull up citations.
You're going to have to watch us on Twitch for that. So.
Yeah.
We also talked about that Friday night. It comes up more than you think.
Oh, Lord.
I always just say, just, you know, ask me somewhere else.
Bottle it up. We'll talk about it later. Talk about it. Oh,
no.
Don't destroy the set.
Don't deafen our listeners. They support us financially.
I've like messed with the mic three times today. I'm so sorry. I've twisted it like three times.
Do you guys remember? I don't know if they ever started selling it, but there was that phone attachment that was just a finger.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Man, this finger's really
it would, like caress
topical.
The back of your
right,
hand.
Right. So this is kind of the opposite of that.
Artificial skin creates the first ticklish devices. A new interface takes touch technology to the next level by providing artificial skin-like membrane for augmenting interactive devices such as phones, wearables, or computers. I thought this was going somewhere much, much darker.
Oh, it will.
But thankfully, thankfully, the University of Bristol is still innocent enough that they haven't conceived of that.
Oh, they've somebody. Shared the research with Japan, on the other hand.
Yeah, there will be a pony doll eventually covered in this stuff. But I was thinking, like, how creepy would it be? Because this is a great... What they point out is, in terms of interface, you know, like, the touchscreen of your phone is not all that responsive. I mean, it's okay, but it's not great. But this stuff is literally like human skin. Like, you can tell all the different pressure and, you know, the touches in the various spots. So what happens when your whole phone is just a skin phone?
I was thinking about children's toys, like Tickle Me Elmo, but like super creepy Tickle Me Elmo.
Or like all those baby dolls that are realistic that like poop themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it's horrifying. Like, oh, you didn't wipe it properly. Now it's got a rash.
Yeah. Great. The future is so fun.
Yeah, the future is going to be, you know, like skin robots taking care of us. And it's going to be terrible, but also kind of fun at the same time.
Wasn't that... what was it, Skinwalker?
That's a Native American legend.
No, it was also in Blade Runner, I think. Is it Blade Runner?
I don't know what I was talking about.
Never mind.
The universe. We don't know much about it. We know a little bit about it, but what one of the biggest things we don't know is like what is in the empty spaces, right? There's got to be something, because Einstein, who was a smart guy, figured out, hey, there's this equation that makes sense of everything. Oh, except it doesn't, because of the empty spaces. Doesn't make any sense. And there's a lot of theories, and this one might be one of the most interesting, I guess.
The universe is made out of tiny bubbles containing many universes, scientists say. Space-time foam might just be the wildest thing known about the universe, and we're just starting to understand it. I'm going to have to put understand in quotation marks there.
This whole article just reads like... Pass the blunt, man.
Yeah.
So, I like the art they chose for it, too.
It is nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's just some dishwater.
Poured over it and the planets, yeah.
This is a really long article to say that scientists are still worried about cosmological constants. Like,
I thought they had... Maybe I clicked a link or something. But, yeah. So the idea is... Oops, I didn't want to go back to that. All of that... emptiness, when we look at it from a distance, it looks, you know, like emptiness, kind of like if you're just staring at the ocean from an airplane. But when you get close, there's ripples and bubbles, and it's all just tiny universes living and dying in the moment. What does it mean? Nothing to you. Your life is still garbage.
You're not wrong.
I mean, I think it was Feynman that said that there are certain numbers that all scientists put up on their wall and sort of worry about. I remember that with alpha, because like alpha is a cosmological constant, but if you look at the rate of radioactive decay in Oklo, which is a naturally occurring nuclear reactor, alpha would have been different when those nuclear reactions were occurring, which is sort of weird.
And the expansion of the universe, doesn't it? You can't explain that.
Yeah. Oh, the acceleration of the expansion of the universe, yeah. It's like, what is this coming from?
From the foam. There's more bubbles, obviously. Bubbles are getting bigger.
Are you saying we're just floating around in soda? That's all I'm hearing.
I think it's more...
Is it Dr. Thunder?
It's more like dishwasher foam.
It's not delicious.
Soiled dishwasher foam.
And the expansion of the universe is because we put two bricks in instead of one. Oh. And it's coming out the edges.
Like your roommate in college?
Yeah, which is a disaster. It's Halloween, or at least it was. You missed it. It's no longer Halloween.
Yeah, it's over. We still have cupcakes.
One man who cleverly celebrated the season with some fun decorations has been stopped by the most horrible person in the universe. And we should all find this person and attempt to kill them.
Whoa.
Homeowner censors Mooning Pumpkin Man Halloween display after complaints.
Look
like
how
it.
Happy he is.
He's letting you have it.
He's grinning. He's smiling.
He also has incredibly deformed ass. like, okay, what's going on in this section?
I was going to point out that he's like an ass crack that's a mile wide.
But. Yeah.
But you got to show him this censored picture. Yeah.
No, it's
it's tiny.
Oh, it's on Twitter. Oh, it's so small.
It's censored by the Homeowners Association. Good job, Homeowners Association.
This is why you don't move to an area with a
homeowners. With an HOA. Yeah.
So somebody drove by and complained to the Homeowners Association, and this poor guy had to censor his mooning pumpkin man.
His work of art.
It's so good.
It's actually, it is actually impressive because it's like, that's not something that you can just throw up in like, you know, 10 minutes.
I've seen these in other places too.
Yeah, they've been on the internet before.
Oh, that's
it's
an
cute.
Idea you copy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know that guy, probably, you know, he's at the post office, he's at the supermarket, and they're like, hey, Moon and Pumpkin Man, it's so good. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's me. And now he has to give all that up because one idiot.
No, it's just Pumpkin Man. Who wants to be just Pumpkin Man? Wow. Not me.
One idiot always ruins everything.
And that's the lesson we're going to leave you with.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.